Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and a lot of new stuff's been passing through the office. Just this week, it's been crazy. New stuff from America and Japan are showing up, and I got more toys than I know what to talk about. So I've already picked out the two for this week, but figures for next week, or possibly a future week, include the Playmobil Willy Wonka from Funko, which I've got on my desk right now, Super 7's Alien Muscle figures, which are pretty great, and a new wave of Transformers Warrior Class toys, and some new Star Wars Galactic Heroes figures. But what I'm going to talk about this week are the Star Wars The Black Series Wave 10 Baze Malbus and Chirrut Imwe. They're here, and they're great. And if you haven't already ordered them, you should do that. But they're 6-inch scale, super articulated Star Wars figures, and if you've been buying these, they're consistent with what you know and love. Chirrut is the most impressive, possibly of the entire line so far, certainly the series. He has over 20 points of articulation, double-jointed knees, bend-and-swivel wrists, the usual bend-and-swivel elbows, two joints at his neck, one on the neck, one at the base of the skull, great head sculpt, cloth robes for the lower part of his robes, so he can be posed in a variety of ways without being restricted by his outfit, which is something that's really good to see because that's a hard thing to accomplish with plastic. Rocker ankles, he's got his staff, he's got his light bow, I looked up to see what it was called. The bow itself has 3 points of articulation, each of those two extending pieces on the sides can fold in, and also the entire head of it rotates too. I guess in the movie he can sling it on his back. This piece does not include any way to mount it on his back. But if it did, it could rotate into position. He's got his unique eye color, a great face sculpt that looks just like Donnie Yen, or at least to me it looks like Donnie Yen. The eyes have just a little bit of gloss on them, so they give it a little bit more of a lifelike appearance. And the skin color is pretty good too. And I don't necessarily mean the exact shade, because I haven't compared it to the real guy, but sometimes figures have a slightly waxy look to them, and sometimes they have a bit more of an opaque look. And this one has a bit more of an opaque look, and it works well. It looks really good. The outfit's all there. He's got the unique glove. He's got the bandolier. He's got the cool stripe down the front of his robes, and the haircut's perfect. So it just seems like someone saw Donnie Yen and said, here we go, it's perfect, enjoy. He has no problem holding his light bow with two hands and aiming it, which is how I have him posed right now. Putting him back on my desk. And he also includes his cane, which he uses to seriously mess up some dudes. So if you watched the movie, you probably enjoyed him immensely. If you haven't seen the movie yet, you should go out and do that. I know there are people I've talked to who are big Star Wars fans and collectors who go, oh, I haven't got around to seeing Rogue One yet. And I'm sitting here going, how is that possible? You know, everyone has stuff happens in their life. If I told you what happened to me in the last 2 months, you wouldn't believe it. But a lot of things can happen to you. But there's hopefully a good time to see a movie, maybe 9 p.m., you should go, if you can. I'm not saying there's no excuse, but, you know, at some point, you know, maybe you can put off sleeping or eating. I don't know. I did. I'm stupid, but that's my problem. It's a good figure. I'm excited. The other figure is Baze Malbus, or Malbus. I'm still not sure. I've seen the movie 3 times, and I know they pronounced it on camera once, and I can't remember. But he's also a good figure. And, like, Chirrut has pretty much the same exact articulation with the bend and swivel wrists, the rocker ankles, thigh cuts around his cargo pants, double jointed knees, good head sculpt, backpack plugs in. He's got another piece that plugs into his belt. I'm not sure what it is or what it does because I don't have the visual dictionary yet, but I do have it on order at Entertainment Earth, of course, and should be getting it hopefully very soon. The armored figure has right shoulder armor, armored right knee, chest plate, and of course the big old canister on his back looks kind of like Jabba's palace. There's a cable that goes from the backpack to the gun. It has to be plugged in, and it is a little tricky to do. I mean, it might just be because it's very cold and it's easier to do when plastic's a little bit more soft and warm, but I did get it in there, and he's holding it with both hands just fine. He can be posed pretty nicely. I don't have him in a crazy action pose right now, but it looks like I could do that if I wanted to. Head articulates nicely, and he has no problem standing around on my desk. Joints seem to be pretty sturdy so far. I haven't tried anything too wacky yet, but who knows? How does that work? Yeah, he's got a lot of articulated parts, and I assume that means he will be very popular with the collector class. I think that's pretty much, well, I could also go on about the outfit. But what do you need to know? Black Series figures are basically Hasbro's finest action figures. It shouldn't be at all surprising that the suit that he's wearing is covered in a dirty wash, which gives it a lot more detail, brings out a lot of the creases and the folds in the cloth outfit. The hair looks good, which is something I can't say very much about a lot of action figures, but it might just be the size. And the face looks good. The eyes aren't as glossy as Chirrut, and I think that maybe that makes a big difference. Because I've seen CG models too, and there's always talk of like a little gleam in the eye, and that's something that's really hard to capture, and that's sort of where your life spark comes from on a fake human being. So it's getting there. It's really close. But yeah, if you put a little bit of clear coat over it, maybe it'd be perfect. But I can't do that because I am twitchy and I squint too much, and it's just not going to work. But as is, looks fantastic. I don't believe these are going to be the final Rogue One figures. They still owe us a, can't say quite a few more figures. If we get more troopers out of them, that'd be great. And obviously we can get Bodhi Rook. That'd be cool to complete the cast of the heroes. And maybe get some more variant outfits too for some of the main characters. So if you have the ability, order these figures. The case assortment is in stock at Entertainment Earth today. If you do not have any Black Series 6-inch action figures and you're listening to this, I'd be very surprised. But you should buy that Wave 10, which is in stock right now because you get Baze and Chirrut, but you also get Krennic and Jen and Bodhi, and that's a good starter set, most of the main characters. So get them if you can. I don't expect you're going to see a lot of these at retail stores just because it's the two new dudes, they're going to be popular. But you might, so happy hunting. But if you order Entertainment Earth, there's free shipping on in-stock orders of $79 or more, and other promotions running right now. Go to entertainmentearth.com to find out. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Toy Leak Podcast. If you have any specific desires or requests of things you want to know more about, you can tweet me at Adam16bit, ADAM16BIT, if you have a request of something I've mentioned and you'd like to hear more about it. If I got it handy, I will do my best to include it next week. You should follow our official company Twitter at EntEarth for new promotions and pictures and announcements and other exciting stuff. And of course, if you are listening to the podcast, you're probably signed up to it. Thank you very much. If you would like to help me out in any way, shape, or form, tell a friend. If you know someone that might enjoy the show, let them know. We need all the help we can get because subscribers are our life, I'm told. I'm not sure. I'd probably keep talking to a microphone anyway. I'm just glad that the sound goes somewhere and you're hearing it. So thanks for listening. And I am saying and too much and extending this, so you know what that means. Show's over. See you next time, everybody.